this is Lexi and Wendy back with That Lexi and Wendy Show.
That's so
good
funny.
Opener.
Welcome back
Guess
to the
who
podcast.
Is here?
Someone special is joining us tonight.
Someone special is joining us tonight. We're here with Ashley, a friend of the podcast.
Hi!
Hello, Ashley.
We just love the giggles over here. So, we're coming to you live from Ojai, California right now, which is like a town.
Not Ohio, but Ojai.
Not Ohio. No, not Ohio. Just Ojai. This got the giggles. Oh my goodness. And we are like, it's an hour and a half north of LA. Ashley's just like laughing.
Northwest, maybe.
Northwest.
In the mountains, kind of.
It's in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Wendy, tell us like about what
the name,
like,
of Ojai.
The name Ojai.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today when I was like in the shop buying the clothes, like I was asking
the
lady, I was like, why is this town called Ojai? And she's like, oh, because like in native like American language, like Ojai means like the nest, because the whole town is like in the middle of a bunch of mountains. So when you look up from the sky, or I don't know, just imagine it like being surrounded by a bunch of mountains, it feels like the town is like in a nest. I think that's pretty cool. Like today when we ate lunch, there's a place called like the Nest.
We went to a place called Harvest,
yeah, but the food
was called the Nest, and I had no idea that it was like in relation
to like the place. Ohio. Yeah, because last night there's a place
called
the Nest.
Yeah,
too.
There's a lot of stuff called the Nest, but
I just
thought, like,
what
oh,
is
maybe
the nest?
Like birds.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
know.
Like there's something with birds here. Like maybe
birds.
A lot of like
a lot of
varieties
nature.
Of birds. Yeah.
The waitress made a point of being like, oh, it's like, you know, like the Nest, and I was like,
yeah,
I know.
What about the Nest?
But
it was a good dish. It was like a bunch of fried potatoes, kind of.
It was like fried. It was like looked like apple peels. Like
apple
it looked
peels.
Like apple peels. No, that's what it looked like. But it was
no.
Fried
it
potatoes.
Looks like a nest.
It did look like a nest.
That's why.
It looked like no. Like so my oma made this dessert for Easter growing up. That was like bird's nest. Like, and it was like toasted coconut, and like you put, Ashley, did you have that like growing up? Like it was like toasted coconut in like a little nest, and you put like those like robin eggs chocolates.
Oh wait, yes,
do you
actually
know
yes, that's
about?
So cute. Oh my
yeah.
goodness,
it's
like,
not actually
yeah.
bird nest, right?
It's not actually
no.
bird
in China.
Bird nest.
We have something that's actually bird nest. Like
oh.
people would like
well,
take the nest
it?
Of the bird and then put it in like desserts. Like they put it with like milk.
Isn't that just twigs?
Not what is twig?
It's
like actually
like small
sticks. What's
wait,
that?
Like
small
a stick is like
branches.
A small tree branch. Like really
no, it's like actually, it's not all kind of birds. There's like a special kind of bird. I don't know the name of it, but like they like make the nest with their like their what is it called, like
teeth?
Not teeth, but like
beak?
No, like the liquid in your mouth. What is it?
Saliva.
Yeah, saliva.
Saliva.
And then they will like take the nest and then like put it in like milk and then boil it with like I don't know, like papaya or some fruits. It's like good for your skin. Just like I don't know, it's some like weird thing like people do
oh,
to make
cool.
your skin looks good. It makes sense, like just like people eat shark fins, like I guess
I don't understand.
It's like the
that.
Protein
hashtag shark advocate.
Yeah, no, let's not eat it.
No,
but
shark,
I'm just saying
no
like
shark fins.
There's actually
no shark
like
fins
people too. Eating shark not shark
well we got
bird
facials
nest.
Today to make our skin look good, and we had someone poke at us our faces with a scalpel to get rid of our pimples. So
what mean you don't have
I mean it's just like I mean
you can
people do weird things.
Yeah,
for
you can
me.
Make your skin look
that's
good
true.
Without eating like animal body parts or
oh,
anything.
Oh no,
so.
Or saliva.
Or saliva.
It's
yeah.
gross. But...
It tastes okay though.
But...
Just saying, not a big fan.
We do. Not a big fan. Oh, you're not a fan of saliva. There's saliva in your mouth right now.
Well, that's mine. Like, it's the big difference here. Anyways, back to Ojai. We were talking about bird nests for like 10
minutes.
We're sorry.
Sorry, listeners. But, by the way, 3 people have listened to the last episode so far in
yeah.
under a day, which is like
I'm
pretty
super
cool.
Happy, yeah.
We're very excited about that. So
yeah.
keep listening.
Keep following us.
Keep following. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
But anyways, we like came here just for the weekend for like a little girls trip, and I don't know, the first thing, maybe this is just me, but the first thing I do when I'm going to, like, a city is I look and see if there's a Gwyneth Paltrow goop guide for that city. She just really knows, like, what she's doing. Like, I mean, I think she's not to everyone's taste, but, like, to my taste, like, she has a lot of things on her list that I like, in terms of food and, like, activities and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, one of the things she recommended was this, like,
Ecotopia
hot springs. And
it's all natural.
Because
we have, like, a bunch of hot springs back at home that's, like, human-made. Like, they, like, build the lagoons. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they pour water inside and then pour a bunch of, like, mint, like, whatever, like, leaves or things inside. But this one is, like, 100% natural. And we put a lot of, like, muds on our body.
We rubbed mud on ourselves, and then, like, we were like, Ashley, you should do it too. And then she was like, no.
It was very good
because she didn't give in to peer pressure. Like, we were like, do it. And
you should try it.
And she was like, really fun. I'm going to do a hard pass on that. But, and then we went in the cold water because, like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a little, like, network of, like, little
lagoons.
It was like a lagoon, but it was really small. Like, lagoon is for something big. It really was
tiny,
like,
lagoons.
A little divot. It was like a tiny lagoon, but there was, like, a couple of them, and they really did vary, like, in terms of,
yeah,
like
temperature,
size and temperature
and smell, maybe.
And smell.
Yeah.
Like, some really smelled like sulfur, others didn't.
There's a cold one too.
There was a whole river that was, like, really cold that you could dunk in. But anyway, so we put the mud on and then we went to the cold one, and I don't know about you, but my thought process was like, hey, maybe this isn't just coming off just because the water is cold.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back to the hot tub and wash it, but it doesn't work that way. It still does not come down.
We were like, thank goodness, like, my dress that I changed into was a maxi dress, so it covered, like, I had, like, black mud all over, like, my butt and, like, my, like, back
everywhere.
Like, Wendy had it, like, we had it on our stomachs, like, it's off my stomach.
I tried my best to wipe them, but they're still there.
Ashley was like, oh, I have some baby wipes in my car, so we were, like, in this, like,
thank you
at Ecotopia, like, trying to wipe, like,
but it was fine. Like, after shower, I tried so hard. I have to, like, wash myself, like, twice.
No,
and
I
scrubbing
took
that like
body wash.
Yeah, same. I was, like, doing, like, pressing it on
not
myself.
Not sponsored.
And not sponsored again.
By them.
We're not sponsoring anything, like, any company, any brand.
We only talk about what we like. And
yeah, it's from the bottom of our heart.
Bottom,
like,
of our heart. Yeah.
Sincerely.
But I do, I use Dove body wash at school. Like, not to plug Dove body wash, but I do really like it. Like, I'm about to start using the peach and pear flavor, so.
Cool.
But anyways, so I was, Ash and I were just talking about, though, how, like, that experience seemed, like, so, like, in a single, like, small lapse of time that, like, when we look back on it now, it's like it was, like, a dream or, like, didn't actually happen. It was just, like, so surreal for me personally, like, being in that space and, like, how, like, spiritual and, like, magical it was, like, it felt like such a special, like, once in a lifetime, like, experience, like,
yeah,
in that time.
Totally. Like,
that was so cool.
The mountains, the river, and the people.
And the people there was definitely some, like, naked men, like, fully walking out. Proud,
yeah,
like, I was like,
as if this is
it's
just
not
normal.
That big.
Yeah.
But
nice. And then what did we do afterwards?
We went to lunch because we did not have breakfast. It was not smart.
Well, we ate an orange given by
the
guy from
the
farm.
The guy from the farm gave
like,
us each an orange.
Organic, like, very
organic.
Like,
they were
cool.
Kind of discolored, like, in, like, a little
it
weird.
It is okay.
Yeah. But
lunch was good. And then you guys
and then
went to pottery.
Ashley, do you want to tell them about pottery?
Ooh, pottery was so fun. So we went to this, like, studio called Firestick Pottery, and they taught us how to, like, throw clay on a wheel, which is really cool. I made, like, a dish in, like, a little bowl, and then Lexi made, would you make cups?
I made, like, something that was kind of a half-hearted cup, like, but we got them. We decided to have them, Oops, the water bottle down. And we decided to have them, like, fired. Like, we didn't... Actually, you kept both of yours, right?
Yeah, I kept both of mine.
I wasn't thrilled with my second one. Plus, yeah. Like, I was, like, being in a dorm, like, and not an apartment, you only... Or not a dorm, like, in the house, like, you only have, like, so much space in your room to, like, keep things. And, like, Emily already complains about me having, like, enough stuff. And, like, I have literally, like, 6 plants in there. Like, I have, like, my, like, lights and everything. Yeah. But anyways... But, no, it was really cool. We got to, like, pick, like, they gave us glaze samples, and we got to, like, look and see. We both chose Marshmallow, kind of after Ashley's dog.
Named Marshmallow.
Named Marshmallow, yeah. But, yeah, they gave us, like, 2 bowls. Like, oh, is that my phone? I don't know. It's all good. They gave us 2 bowls. Like, she was like, oh, we haven't been selling a lot of bowls, so... You can just have 2.
Yay.
And then, Wendy, what did you do?
I did a bunch of random things. I first went to the Ohio Valley Museum, which is super tiny.
You didn't tell me that. So cool.
I forgot, but it was really tiny. And then it was, like, a bunch of, like, artworks by local Ohio artists. Like, they were really cool, like, to see how art is, like, connected to this little town. And then I went to an open, like, outdoor bookstore called Bard's Bookstore. They open from, like, morning to sunset, because once the sun is down, you can't really read, so, like, they're gonna close. But it's really large. They have a lot of, like, different categories of books. There's even categories called cats and dogs, and it's all so books cool. about cats and dogs. Yeah, it's really cute.
Is it, like, fictional books about cats and
no,
dogs?
No, it's, like, actual books. Like, there's a book, like, that describes, like, cats, like, how they're, like, I don't know, like, how they reproduce, like, what are some of their habits, like... What are their, like, the different kinds of cats? And some of them are for fun. Like, people just write, like, imaginary stories of cats. I didn't really read them because I'm not a cat person. But one of my professors is a cat person. So I, like, took a picture of the thing.
I have been to a cat cafe.
In LA?
In Melrose.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, are there actually a lot of cats there?
Yeah, they're all rescue cats.
Oh,
really cute. Like,
that's
cute. I totally recommend it. Like, if, I mean, it's a little expensive, but, like, if you want to support, like, shelter animals and stuff, and, like, you want, like, a cool experience, like, it's definitely very, very, like, for the gram.
For the gram. And this is not a plug.
Again. This is, again, not a plug. Just. Crumbs and Whiskers.
Yeah.
I've personally been there, and I enjoyed it, so.
Yeah, I want to go sometime.
We can all go again. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I went to the Ohio Film Festival because it was, like, right there. And then I went inside, watched a film, like, 20 minutes.
What movie did you see? What was it called?
I forgot the name, but it was basically talking about, like, how a kid, like, broke a very important watch of her dad. And then, like, her dad got super upset. And then her dad won't talk to her for, like, a really long time. So she tried to, like, make a bunch of, like, art crafts to sell them. So, like, she can use the money to repair the watch. But then no one bought anything from her, so she couldn't repair it. She was really sad, and she was sitting on the street crying. She didn't want to go back home. And then her dad showed up and was, like, hugging her, telling her it's fine. So that's the end. It was, like, a really short story, but it was really cute.
So
yeah, I wasn't planning to go to this festival, but, like, I was waiting for them, and then it was right there. Yeah, I was, like, roaming around. I didn't really have anything planned. I didn't want to go shopping because I know I'm gonna go shopping with them again afterwards. So, but yeah, and then afterwards we did shopping.
Afterwards,
and then...
I went to go get a facial at the Lavender Inn Spa, and, like, it literally, if you're a fan of Gilmore Girls, like, it looks like the Dragonfly Inn from Gilmore Girls that, like, Lorelai runs.
Yeah.
It just is so cute. Like, I honestly chose that spa based off of what it looked like and the reviews.
So cute. Oh my goodness.
It was, as Ashley put it, it was so fresh.
It was so fresh.
So fresh.
It was so fresh.
So fresh.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I totally would recommend that spa. Like, they, I don't know, like, you would have to know, be someone who's had some facials to know this, but, like, they use, like, the extraction tool where they, like, they basically, she was explaining to me today, like, they basically, like, if you have, like, a pore, like, they, like, dilate the pore by, like, putting this little needle in it, and, like, it expands, and then they're able to, like, gently remove, like, the, like, dirt and stuff from it, but she apparently, like, there's tools to do that. There's, like, a little needle, and she apparently had hers, like, sharpened to make it extra sharp.
and it literally felt like someone was making tiny cuts, like, on my skin. Like, super weird. But, like, my skin looks great. So,
I can't tell. Can't really tell. And
then y'all just went, like, shopping, right?
Yeah, and, like, we were, like, in the...
What stores did you go to?
Oh, goodness.
Ojai Camp? Camp
Ojai? Yeah, Ojai Camp or some Camp Ojai, something like that. It was, like, a cool Ojai t-shirt store. And then we went to, like, this Ojai gym store. And that was neat, too. But this little, like, boutique that had just different, like, eclectic, like, outfits and things. Very, like, bohemian style. Like, it was really cute.
Oh, is this the one that we all got stuff at?
Yeah.
What did you get there?
I got two anklets. One for me and one for my little.
Oh, matching anklets.
Yeah, and then Wendy actually got an anklet, too. I think that was the same.
All gonna match.
All one. Wow, you're gonna match Ashley and her little?
Yeah, I know. Why not?
That's so cute. And then from there, I got, like, I, like, am really into art. Oh, maybe we can talk about art on the podcast at some point.
Yeah,
like
at some point. Time. Not this one.
Not this one, but, like, maybe a different time. But,
yep.
But I, like, bought these stamps. They're, like, hand-cut wood stamps, and they're from, like, Pakistan. And, like, they've been used, like, by several artists, apparently, before. And, like, she just bought them, like, randomly off some guy. But, she was selling them, and they're, like, all, like, cut flowers and vines and stuff, and they're so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to incorporate them into
your artwork.
My artwork and stuff, and to see, like, if I can kind of mesh it all together with acrylic and stuff. But,
sounds really cool.
What did we do after, when Ashley went and got her facial, we...
We're just sitting on the street, kind of beyond phone, and then...
We were on our phone, but there was, like, a beautiful sunset.
Oh, yeah, it was so pretty.
We got, like, some photos,
Sometimes I just feel like it's so lucky to be living in LA or, like, in California in general.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh. Sunsets are always so pretty.
I know, I'm, like, with this trip, like, just I've been feeling, like, so blessed and feeling, like, so, like,
fortunate.
Like, yeah, and that it's, like, a very beautiful life and a very beautiful, experience. And
so pretty.
Yeah, it's, like, definitely really, really surreal, and, like, that we can go and do this and, like, be back at school tomorrow, like,
with, like, maybe midterms and papers and another party after.
And the present state party afterwards, but, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we ate dinner in a restaurant, Italian restaurant, and then here we are back in the Airbnb doing some schoolwork, showering, scrubbing up the mud,
spending like 15 minutes. I mean, my skin looks like baby, like soft.
There are still some like colors, like mud on like the back of your cap, but
okay,
it's fine.
Well, it's good enough.
You shower tomorrow again.
I'll shower again.
Eventually, you wash them off. No worries. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna sign off for
do more work
and do some more work.
See you next time.
But see you next time on That Lexi and Wendy Show.
Yay,
featuring special guest Ashley. Bye-bye.
Bye.